morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH. Everybody deserves a bed, a couch, a chair, a table for home-cooked meals. These are all simple things that transform a house into a home, and it makes a big difference in people's lives. Today, we are talking to Joe and Carrie from For Goodness Sakes. They make homes for the formerly homeless. They have a really great program. It's a 501c3 charity, 100% volunteer-driven, and they're doing a lot of great work in our area, and we are going to learn so much about all the good stuff they do today. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, explain to people who exactly For Goodness Sake is. Now, it's, if you want to check it out online, forgoodnesssake.org. Now, there's, I forgot what the trick was with the website, right?
So
it's
two S's.
Two S's. So it's for, F-O-R, goodness, G-O-O-D-N-E-S-S. AKE.org. And I'll put it all up at WRCH.com so you can make an easy click through. But you guys are doing really great things, and you just started a couple years ago.
5 years ago, yes.
5 years in, and you've already got bigger space.
We do. We just moved into a larger warehouse in Plainville in October of 2018.
And explain to people exactly. So you guys are helping formerly homeless fill their homes. This is for people who are going through, whether it be a domestic violence situation, whether they were just homeless and finally getting a home of their own. There's a lot of different scenarios that go on that make people homeless for whatever reason it is. So when someone finally gets the opportunity to have a place of their own again, you know, you can have a building and an empty room, but it's not going to feel it's like a home until you have stuff.
Exactly. So where we come in is the clients make an appointment and they come in and select items that are all donated by the community that will fit in their homes. We have a variety of furniture items, household goods, small appliances, dishes, linens.
Everything.
Pretty much everything you would need to make a home.
Now let's talk about your coverage area. Where it, like, you're in Bristol, I think, is where your warehouse is, correct?
Our new warehouse is in Plainville.
Plainville, okay.
It was in Bristol.
So now you've moved on to Plainville. You've got a bigger space, but you can't serve everywhere. You can't be everywhere to everyone. You have a coverage area.
Yeah, Bristol, Burlington, Farmington. Believe it or not.
Wow.
Yep, that's a real thing. There's homeless people in Farmington.
Like, you wouldn't think that, you know? That's amazing because there was just a study done. It came out this week about median incomes, and Connecticut's got number 5 in the country for the top incomes in the entire United States. And I thought about that. I'm like, not everybody I know is rich. Why are we ending up in the top 5 of it? And it's basically because of Fairfield County and towns in Fairfield County and their association with Wall Street. And along with being a top 5 income earner, Connecticut also has the largest wealth disparity in the nation as well. So we may be top 5 with having some pretty wealthy people in our state, but we also have the biggest spread between our poor and our wealthy as well.
It's one of those times where averages kind of work against you.
They really do. Yeah. It really does work against us because then the thoughts everybody has are Fairfield County. Oh, you think of people with polo shirts that are off, you know, checking on their horses and driving off in their fancy cars. Well, meanwhile, there's places, you know, right in our own backyard in Hartford County that need it. And that includes places with big houses like Farmington.
Sure. Harwinton, New Britain, Plainville, Plantsville, Plymouth, Southington, Unionville, West Hartford.
Wow.
And Wolcott. And you know what, Mary? You're right. You never know who's struggling. You know, if you go on Facebook, everyone's doing great.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's
Facebook
living
facade,
large.
Sure.
But a lot of the times those people might be struggling. You know, one of the things we found were, especially I think when it came to domestic violence survivors, they preferred to stay in the shelter than to be relocated because no furniture.
They ran off with nothing.
Yeah. So at least the kids had somewhere to lay down and something to play with. So that was a big part of where this whole thing kind of got going.
So you guys serve 10 plus towns in our area. And you, how do you figure out who gets stuff? How do you figure out who's going to benefit from all the great programs you have?
Our clients need to be referred through our partner agencies, and right now we're partners with over 40 agencies in Connecticut. All of them have been trained through our program so that they're aware of the situations and circumstances that we will help the clients and the families. So their referrals are sent to us, and then we schedule each weekend based on first come, first serve once the referrals are in our system.
You do like an appointment kind of thing where people can come into the warehouse and go pick out. You get to go shopping, essentially, in your warehouse. Now, these people who are being helped, your clients who are making the transition into an independent living situation, you'd be surprised the spectrum of where they're coming from. This is not just, you know, homeless people. You know, what you think of as a typical homeless person living on the streets. These are people who are moving into their own place after being on the streets or a shelter, people who are escaping a domestic violence situation, personal crisis. There's a lot of things going on in our state, particularly with opioid addiction, and there's a lot of people who are just figuring things out again and getting clean and getting back on their feet and getting their lives back again. But in addition to that, you've got people who are fleeing war and persecution, refugees. When Puerto Rico, the hurricane in Puerto Rico, you guys must have had a huge influx as well.
We still do.
We're still, huh?
Seeing people every weekend.
So there's a wide variety of people who are going to benefit from the services that you offer. So if anybody's out there and you're hearing us talk about For Goodness Sake right now, and you're like, I could use that. I need to get in touch with one of these partner agencies to get the referral, to get in to you. Can they go right through your website?
Yes, the partner agencies are listed on our website, and they can reach out to any one of them to be referred to us.
And I think 211 is always pretty handy, too. Can they help out as well?
Yes.
Okay, great. And if somebody's out there and you're an agency and you work with people who are in any of these situations that we just talked about, whether it's recovery from opioid addiction or any addiction, domestic violence, persecution, refugees, and you want to get involved and become a partner agency, you can do that right on their website as well.
Yes.
Because finding the right people and going through the process and making sure you're getting the stuff to the people who really need it is pretty important.
There's so many great agencies in Connecticut that people aren't even aware about that can help you. And if you need help,
I'm looking through your list.
There's a lot. There's so much there.
Because you go right through and you go through the basics that you know, Department of Social Services. But there's like St. Vincent de Paul. We know that. Yukon Health Veterans Strong Community Center in Bristol. You've got the Wheeler Clinic, which everybody knows about, and they're a great organization as well. Prudence Crandall, who we've done stuff with, they're fantastic as well. There is a big list of people that you work with, and they're all, you know, amazing organizations. The Chrysalis Center, amazing. You're getting organizations that are going to get you people that are really genuinely in need. Now let's talk about the need. The purpose of this whole organization is, you know, people are getting back up on their feet, right? They're getting their first house in a while, their first house in a long time, their first house ever. And you go in and it's four walls. So you've got a roof over your head. That's cool.
Good start.
And that's amazing. It's a great start. But what's the favorite thing you have about when you go home and walk in your house? You know, you kick your feet off, your shoes off, throw them in the closet, and you sit down in your favorite chair. Or you sit down and make a meal with plates and pots and pans and cook a meal and have your home filled with the smell of what home's supposed to smell like. So once you've got the four walls, that's a great first step, but you've got to fill it up and make it a home.
I think anytime you could cook your family like a nice warm meal, you're putting the ingredients together on your stove with your pots and pans.
Yeah.
There's just something special about that. There's just something I think that completes even just beyond having the furniture is what you can do for your family and how it makes you feel.
Absolutely. So what are we looking for? How do we get the stuff? What happens? I mean, I know you guys had done, last time I had spoken to you, you had done some really cool, like, organized events where you said, hey, if you've got stuff, come meet us here. We've got a truck in this parking lot and we are going to take your stuff. What kind of stuff are you even looking for?
We are looking for all types of furniture that's small to medium sized,
because
most of our clients' apartments are small, and we have to be mindful of physically getting it into their apartments. So small to medium sized tables, couches, love seats, armchairs,
anything you think of,
artwork, pictures, lamps.
Yeah, because you know what,
a lot of older homes don't have overhead ceiling lights, so clients need lamps, dishes, pots and pans, comforters, sheets, linens, towels.
Now, when it comes to sheets and linens and towels, I'm going to say I'm putting it out there and saying no unused, right?
We do accept used, gently used, washed.
Really? Okay.
If it's stained, Mary, we're sending it back.
Yeah, no, obviously.
I'm
but
just kidding,
I didn't think that you would do. I thought that would be something if you find a good sale.
New,
yeah, like if I find a good sale, I mean, find a sale, new sheets and stuff like that.
That's a big donation for us. You know, where it's something if you wanted to come and contribute, it's a great thing. You go and you can get them on sale and come down and drop them off right at our warehouse. Mm-hmm. Mattresses are definitely one that we rarely, it's got to be really gently used to take a mattress.
Yeah.
Otherwise, those are all from... Right.
Connecticut Mattress.
Connecticut Mattress.
He's so good.
He's the best.
He's a nice guy. He really is. And that's a, and that's an important thing, too, is a bed in your home. That's a place to lay your head at night. So we're looking for everything. We're looking for couches, chairs, small to medium in size, because we don't know what kind of doorways or what size apartments. These are, you know, we're not moving into 3,000 square foot homes. These are apartments. Remember your first place.
And some efficiencies as well.
Yeah. So we want stuff that's small. So small kitchen tables, the two seaters, that kind of thing.
Or even four, but a small round table, nothing too huge. We do not accept large hutches or
armoires and stuff.
Need for that, right?
Yeah. Okay. So just furniture in general, gently used. We don't want ripped up from the cat stuff. We want stuff that's in good shape, because remember, this is dignity. These are people finding their stuff for the place they're going to live.
That's the number one marker right there. You know, when we go to houses sometimes to pick up, and people are so generous, but then they'll start, how about this? And you're like, I'm not. Would you give that to somebody?
Yeah.
You know? And some people have the, well, they should be happy they get anything. That's not how we operate. You know, again, we're big on
and these people are happy to get anything.
I'll tell you what.
We want to make sure that it's the right stuff.
When you meet these people that come through, and like you said, they're shopping to furnish their new apartment, the, like 99% of the time, the gratitude will make you want to cry as you're standing there.
And you want
to, it's overwhelming.
You want to make sure that these people are getting something nice. So you can have TVs as well, under 27 inches, TV stands, small appliances like microwaves, toaster ovens, a coffee maker, all the things that, you know, you don't even think about in your world that you have in your kitchen.
Again, it's funny when we bring clients through, sometimes they're kind of hesitant to take the extras, like a coffee machine or
because that all is the gravy.
They feel like they're being a little greedy, and we're like, no, like, it's all here
this
for you
is
guys.
You.
So,
here,
yeah.
So those small appliances, the blenders, the toasters, all those things, like if you upgraded and you're like, I don't know what to do with this stuff, this is the place it should go to. Area rugs, small to medium area rugs, like we said, linens, new bed pillows only. So we're going to keep it straight on that one. And you can get deals on pillows all the time. So if you're ever out and you're shopping and you're like, you know what, there's a deal, pick it up. Give it to an organization like, for goodness sake. This is going to people in our, these are our neighbors. These are people we bump into at the school or at the playground. These are people who are in need. Dishes, silverware, glasses, mugs. We don't need anything fancy. We don't want your china. If you want to switch your Corel, you want to switch your Corel out, and you're like, I'm not loving this French country design anymore. I bought some new Corel. You can have, because you know Corel lasts forever. You know what I mean? And if you break one, it's easy to, you know, to replace that part. So we want everyday kind of things for people to use in their homes. Here's a list of things that you're not going to take, though. Ready? Wine glasses. One breaks, you've ruined the whole lot of area. It's going to cause too much damage, and they're going to break.
Yeah.
Because they're fragile and they're glass. No china. We just talked about that. No sectionals. It's just too big, right?
Yeah.
So that's the deal with sectionals. No sleeper sofas. I'm going to tell you, I know why you don't take sleeper sofas, because they're hard to move. And they're heavy, and they're cumbersome.
We did move one not so long ago, and my back still hurts from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a sleeper sofa. I want one for my house, but they're cumbersome to move. No TVs over 27 inches, like we said, no armoires, no cabinets, no entertainment centers. They're just too big. VCRs. Do you use a VCR still? We don't need them. Filing cabinets, office supplies, none of that kind of stuff. And we don't need any kids' toys, car seats, et cetera, because you know what? Car seats and kids' toys have too many recalls, and they have too many ways that they can also be, they can expire. So car seats can expire, and you don't get to.
Did you do research, or is this all on the website?
There's stuff on the website, and there's stuff that I just know things. but you don't donate car seats because there's an expiration date on the side, and you don't want to take the chance of the plastic compounds on the car seat decomposing to a point after years of sunlight, et cetera. It's not going to work as well. So just don't donate them. That's just how it goes. I do have stuff in my house. Here's a good question. You don't have any kids' stuff at all, no cribs, no car seats, but would you take, like, I have one of those boosters from Fisher-Price booster seats that you can do for instead of a high chair.
Yes, we can definitely.
Because those don't expire.
Yeah. Normally, the problem is we don't have enough space for a lot of bulky kids and baby items.
Yes.
But usually, we'll reach out if we know that there's a family with young children coming in. We'll reach out on our Facebook page to the community for specific things.
I got to be honest with both of you. As I'm sitting here talking to you, my head is someplace else entirely. I'm thinking about stuff I have in my house right now.
Fantastic. That's what I'm hoping.
You know?
And listen, if you're in our service area and you call us, we'll come to your house. We'll go down to your basement and all that old furniture, or whenever you move to a different room. There was one time where we had to pull a couch out that literally was the same size as both the room and the hallway.
Wow.
We had like a millimeter on either side.
You've
man.
Got my, some good movers,
my
huh?
My fingers were getting banged left, right, and sideways. That was another rough day.
I have an almost brand new toddler mattress, firm on one side, a little bit softer on the other, so it's infant to toddler size. Do you take it?
We would take it, yes.
It's almost it's almost brand new. It was at my mother's house for when the kids slept over. So they slept over only a handful of times. And then she's like, what am I going to do with this? And I'm like, I don't want to throw it away. And I'm just not sure what to do with it. So I store it.
That's
and
the other thing. Clean. When you have stuff that you don't want to throw away because you want it to go to good use somewhere. And, you know, your sister never gets, never ends up having the kids or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it just sits.
Yeah.
Call us because we're going to give it to somebody.
Who's going to use it and appreciate it.
Who's going to appreciate it more than anybody could possibly appreciate something.
Because
like
I have
that.
I think about that, Joe. I have that stuff in my head right now. I love this thing, but I don't want to give it to just anybody who's just going to, you know, I don't know what organizations are going to do with it. I don't know if I drop it off in at someplace else. I know what you guys are going to do with it. I know it's going to be someone's chair where they kick their feet up after a long, hard day and come home to their home that they appreciate, and they're going to love the chair as much as I did.
You know, it's again, it's one of those things where after we've brought all your furniture in and you know, you're kind of getting it all set up and as we're leaving, you kind of look back and you could just see that satisfaction of like somebody who feels like they're home.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really all we're doing.
The culmination of it all.
As you mentioned, we're 100% volunteer based. Everybody, even all the delivery guys.
Anybody who's doing anything is doing it of their own free will and volition, and they're helping out because they want to.
Yes.
Carrie actually is the volunteer coordinator. And I know this time of the year, there's a lot of high school seniors probably looking for volunteer opportunities.
To get stuff ready for their college entrance stuff.
Carrie's the person to talk to. And
I'll
tell you what, you know, if you're a mom or a dad and you have a kid who's got to do some volunteer time and you've ever said, you know, something to the effect of, there's a lot of people who don't have anything. This is where you could send your kid to get volunteer hours and to literally meet people who have nothing.
Or if you're going for your Eagle Scout, I'm just saying.
That's
my
cool kid, too.
My kids are Cub Scouts, but as they get up there in the Boy Scouts and the Eagle Scouts area, this is a great opportunity. And I'm sure you have volunteer regulations, though, as well. There's got to be parameters that we need to follow.
Yes.
A little bit?
Well, actually, we just started a teen committee.
Oh.
And a youth committee.
I'm glad you're doing that because I think everybody always does. There's an 18 and over thing.
Right.
And I think that we underestimate our youth.
Definitely.
And that there's a lot of kids in high school that have a lot of valuable skills to offer, whether it be computer technology or otherwise.
And we've done well with the younger volunteers. I mean, they know. I mean, again, you see everybody who's there working is, again, they're on their own volition. They're there because they want to make a difference. And these kids seem to feed off of that.
Yeah.
And they have a ton of more energy than us older folks do. So it's a beautiful thing.
I'm laughing because I know what you're talking about. Now, if you have stuff and you're in the service area and you're looking to maybe do a clear out for the new year, you have a furniture pickup form right on the website. You can send photos of items to Diana. She's in charge of checking things out before you guys go pick stuff up. And you're willing to drive to people's houses for a $20 donation to help them empty out and clear house for the new year. That's a pretty good deal.
Yes, it's an amazing deal. You're going to get probably three big dudes. We're going to come to your house and we'll literally take everything. While we're there, you might even try to negotiate some other things.
Yeah, work it out if you have some space.
That you also want us to carry out. And we'll generally do it if it's in pretty good shape. But it's a great experience. And it's funny, a lot of the times when we're out delivering, people start following us.
In the truck.
And they literally will follow
like,
the for
hey,
goodness
hey,
sake
hey.
Truck. And
wave you
like,
down.
I got some stuff. What do I got to do?
By.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's great. So the community is aware of us and they're interested in us. And so we're excited about that. We like when you follow us. It's
now,
not weird.
Here's a really great thing, though. You take all the stuff, you put it in the warehouse, you supply people with things that make their new place a home. But you also need help monetarily. And these are places like Smile on Amazon Smile. It's a great way for you guys to get financial donations as well. Because you guys are doing more. You have welcome home kits for people, too. And when you think about a welcome home kit, think about the things that you need in your house. I'm going to guess right now. Tell me how good I get. Toilet paper, cleaning supplies, mm-hmm. sponges,
yep.
a toilet scrubber.
Oh, nice.
Give me something else.
Shampoo, conditioner,
just all the basics. And think about the things that when you walk into your house that you look at and have and take for granted, like toilet paper, paper towels. You know, stuff, shampoo, conditioner.
Again, if you want to come by and drop off a table, we're happy to take it. If you want to stop by, you know, a local retail store and pick up paper towels or detergent,
yep.
or a little, we'll take that too. You know,
yeah. And you couponers out, listen,
we like cash too.
Those couponers out there, I know what you're doing with your stockpile. I know what you're doing with your stockpile, and I know what your room looks like where you have it all lined up by color. So don't tell me. You know, you've been getting some stuff for free from your local grocery stores with the couponing and stacking.
We have a couple.
We do.
I wish I had it. They're so good. They're so good. I can't tell you how good. So you build these welcome kits, but you need money for some of that, and you take some of that for donations as well. Now, you also have to pay rent on that warehouse space, so you need some donations for that as well.
Yes.
And then the $20 for the delivery is basically gas for you going to pick up.
Yeah.
Essentially, you're probably barely covering
it's
the gas
funny
at
too,
that.
A lot of the times people want to tip us afterwards, and we take the tip, and then we throw it into
right.
the bin, and it goes back.
It goes right back
the
into the organization.
Yeah.
It's really, I tell my friends about you guys all the time. I'm like, listen, what are you going to do with that? Don't just leave it out at the curb, because it could go someplace and do something great. And you guys really are doing something great. So if someone wants to donate some stuff, where are they going to call? Is this the for goodness sake number I see right on the side of the truck, 860-916-7138?
That is it.
That is a great number to call, 860-916-7138. Or you can always go to info@forgoodnesssake.org. And you're always, every week, you're like, Mary, you give us so much information. You're talking. I'm in my car. I'm driving to the store right now. Don't worry about it. WRCH.com. I've already got all the links up. Fired up and ready to go. You can just go click through. It'll be right under the Spotlight logo. I'll have the phone number there. I will have the address there. I will have the website there. Everything you need to know. Now, you guys need money to
yes.
make all this stuff happen. Let's just be honest. That's the way things go. You need money to make things happen. You're 100% volunteer driven, so that offsets a bunch of the costs of things, obviously, but that doesn't mean that you still don't have bills to pay. And this is what we've got going on. We need to raise some money. And you guys have an event coming up.
Tuesday, January 15th at the Flatbread Company in South Windsor.
Let's talk about the Flatbread Company, because that's delicious. They're so good. They're wonderful. That's a great place. You're going to get people to come in because they have delicious food. Now, this is happening from 5 to 10. And what's going on there?
We are representing For Goodness Sake. We'll have a table with our information for mm-hmm. all the people who are coming in that night. We get to talk to everyone about the things that we need, volunteers, donations, furniture, etc. We also have some raffle prizes. It looks like we'll be raffling off two Facebook portals or portal from Facebook.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either, but I'm sure it's expensive.
It sounds
like something you probably need in 2019.
Yeah. That's why we have teenagers to tell us this stuff.
We also have a Reiki session,
private
training.
Nice.
Some restaurant gift cards, etc. for raffles that night.
Nice. I love it. So there's a great opportunity for you to win some raffle prizes, learn more information, get some delicious flatbreads from the Flatbread Company in South Windsor. And it's a great way if you were looking for something for the new year, you know, whether it's to do that thing that I just watched a video about a woman who's like, look at everything in your drawer. Does that bring you joy? If it doesn't bring you joy, say thank you to it and donate it. This is the moment where I'm at. I'm going to look through all the stuff in my house and decide, do you bring me joy? Do you bring me joy? You might end up with two kids and a husband, but
we'll put them right to work. That's the best
That's
part.
That's exactly yeah. it. But this is an opportunity. If you're taking the new year to do some clearing out of your home, this is a great time for you to really evaluate stuff that you think might bring somebody else joy if it's not bringing you joy. This is a great opportunity if you were deciding that you wanted to do some volunteer work for the new year or give back to the community. This is a great chance for you to volunteer.
I can't tell you how many people whose homes we've gone to pick up their stuff as a donation end up following us back to the warehouse to come volunteer and then become regular volunteers. I mean, these are people who are well off and giving, who are so touched by what we're explaining about what we're doing that they're like, I'll come down there and help.
It's hard work, but it's easy work because you know that it's the right thing and it's a good thing.
So rewarding.
So it's really a great opportunity if anyone out there genuinely for the new year, if you're thinking about giving back to the community or doing more, if that's one of your resolutions, you know, this is a great organization, 100% volunteer driven. Give them a call. It's nice and easy, 860-916-7138. Or you can go to forgoodnesssake.org. Give donations too. If you're on Amazon shopping like I am and you go to smile.amazon.com, rotate your charities through the year. Add For Goodness Sake in as one of your charities for the month. And then there's little blurbs and opportunities because Amazon Smile. Sometimes they up the ante and they do like flash sales. Like if you buy all on this day, we'll up your Amazon Smile donation to 5% today. So there's great opportunities for charities to do really great, easy, and it's inert giving is what I call it, because you really are like, I was going to buy that anyways. Why not add the smile in front of it for your Amazon purchase and give back to an organization that could really use the money to do great things? I love Amazon Smile.
I'm a big fan of putting your money where your mouth is. You know, so many people complain about everything, you know, in the state of the world or, you know, the state of politics.
We got a lot of negative out there.
You want to come make a difference. And I'm telling you, and Mary, I know I told you this last time I was here. My first day, I went home and I cried trying to explain to my wife what I had just done. I couldn't believe to be able to make a difference in the lives of literally four families that first day I was there. I mean, it's I can't even put it in the words, obviously, but it's the experience. It is a lot of fun. All of the people are cool. And if you volunteer, there's free food every week.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Well, you know,
we make it happen.
You know what else you guys make happen? You're making homes for 400 people a year in Central. 400 people is a lot of people.
Milestone, actually, in the month of January, we will be on our 1,000th family.
Wow.
Yes.
So 1,000 people helped, providing furniture, basic household goods, things that all of us look at and take for granted. These people are getting it after devastating life events or homelessness. It's really making big change. So we can all argue on Facebook about anything we want to argue about, and we can tell each other how wrong we are with baseless memes and facts all we want. But you know what? All the jaw japping on the online, you're yapping your jaw. Do something good instead. Change your focus. Change your direction for 2019. Do something good. For Goodness Sake is really an amazing charity.
Sure is. We also have a new volunteer orientation every Sunday morning at 11 a.m.
Nice.
So there's your challenge for the year. Come join me at 11 a.m. every Sunday for new volunteer orientation. Then stick around from 12 to 3 for our shift. We'll have pizza, donuts, coffee, and a lot of friends and a lot of rewarding experience.
That's amazing. You guys do great stuff. Joe and Carrie from For Goodness Sake, one more time, we are going to give the website, although I am going to make the link available at WRCH.com. That's forgoodnesssake.org. And if you're looking to volunteer, if you're looking to donate, whether it's furniture or money, they can use it all because it's all 100% going back into organizing homes for people who deserve it.
Incredibly enough, there's times we take donations in and they literally go out within the half hour to the people who see it coming in and they're like, can I have that?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
So contact them today. Check them out online. Find out all the great things they do. The physical address is in Plainville, 123 Whiting Street. You can always call, though. It's 860-916-7138. Now, keep in mind, they are volunteers, so calls are going to be returned when possible. Don't think that someone's going to pick up the phone on the first ring. Leave a message, or email is always going to be a quicker way to get in touch with everybody, too, in this day and age. Everybody's moving and grooving all day long, so give them a chance to get back to you. And again, all this information is going to be up and available to you at WRCH.com. Joe and Carrie, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you so much for listening to us this morning on Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH.